I'm beginning to have some lost articles. This belongs to a Gainesville girl, Evan Jones, if she'll come and claim it. And I have another one here. The Stephen Foster Stepperettes. How appropriate. From Stephen Foster Elementary School in Gainesville again, with their principal, W.L. Kilpatrick, as their leader. And they're going to dance two numbers for us, Cindy and John Henry. That's all right. Yeah. And the farther along we go, the better it gets. We couldn't do without our South Georgia neighbors. And here's a very special group from Coolidge, the fifth and sixth graders. And they're going to do three folk games for us. Come along, boys and girls, let's see how you do. Their principal, who used to belong to us here in Florida and still does, is their folk game director, Mr. Cousin Donald Cates. That's a lot of them, isn't it? Weasels in the middle, and the game is not to be the skunk, so they're going to steal places. You remember playing these wonderful old folk games? Three skunks in the middle. It's a wonderful sight. I've spent the day in their school 2 years now, and the whole school goes into the gym to enjoy the play party games, and I think it's a wonderful thing, and I think it's wonderful that they come to the Folk Festival. Let's give them another hand. Now from Tallahassee, we have another treat in store. The fifth grade from Lillian Rudiger School with their teacher, Carolyn Oxford, to sing Stephen's song, Foster songs, and do some dances for us. And look at that nice little orchestra they have over there with auto harp and fiddle by gum. Oh, my goodness. And the big bass viol. Look at that. Isn't that wonderful? You know, I think Well, I guess they have to be at the back so the dancers can be up at the front.
Yeah.
Believe me, that took some doing in practice and in training. Let's give them another hand. Thank you so much for coming 100 miles to take part, Cousin Carolyn, and thank the children for me. And now here's another fine group to sing for us, the Junior Chorus and Square Dance Group from our own Carver High School right here in White Springs. And they're going to sing for us, Nobody Knows the Trouble I've Seen, a beautiful spiritual. And then you're going to dance Liza Jane for us. That right? Good. All ready? I'd like for you to be a little nearer your mics. Will you come down?
Thank you.
You know, it's fine to have a friend in an emergency. In every great crisis, a heroine is sent. And I'll have to tell you who one of those heroines were. My sister. Sister Mary. And while I'm at it, I just want to say that I've got a great niece and a great nephew sitting right up here on the stage. I have so many I'd have to stop to count them. They're right up here enjoying the folk festival with us. And now, let's see, where did we get this pretty little group? They slipped in when we weren't looking, didn't they? Did they? Well, subject to change without notice. This is our lovely folk dancing group from White Springs, and they're going to do Uptown and Downtown, the fifth grade, Miss Mildred Chivas group.
Honor, your partner.
Honor,
your partner.
That's Sue Hill House.
I would like to sing I Love Little Willie.
Do we have another one?
Vicky Park.
I should like to sing Oh Susanna.
I come from Alabama with a banjo on my knee. I'm going to Louisiana now, my true love for to see. It rained all night the day I left. Dry. The sun's so hot, I froze to death. Susanna, don't you cry. Oh, Susanna, oh, don't you cry for me. I come from Alabama with a banjo on my knee. I had a dream the other night when everything was still. I thought I saw Susanna a-crawling down the hill. The buckwheat cat
will sing for us.
I would like to sing Billy Bowie.
Was perfectly all right for you to forget those words. My goodness, accidents happen in the best of families. I forget some things sometimes. Go buy her a snowball quick, Mama. They're just darling. Those were some of our junior genies who helped us celebrate Stephen Foster Week back in January, and oh, what a good time we had. And you're going to hear the winners tonight. And now we'll jump back up the program one notch here. From the University of Florida comes Marjorie Hicks, assisted by Douglas Dorlew, to do the Mexican hat dance for us. What did I say? See, I made a mistake. Marjorie Hendricks. Isn't she pretty? Let's give her a hand.
Thank you.
Minstrel Mark Moore, are you there? Are you ready? Mark has come to us, as I said before, all the way from Denver, Colorado. He didn't go back, did he? All right. And it is a great honor to have him here. Mark knows hundreds of songs. I don't know what he's going to sing for us this time, but we'll see. Come on, cousin.
Thank you very much, Cousin Thelma. Again, I'll say it's a real pleasure to be here in Florida. This is my first trip to your very beautiful state, and I'm most fascinated. I want to know more about it, and I hope I'll have time to learn a little bit more. Well, I think maybe a song that comes from Colorado, not originally. We don't have any folk material to speak of that has originated in Colorado, especially in the field of songs. We're a very, very new state. It wasn't but just 100 years ago that the first settlers came to Colorado so that they could look for the gold. But this is a version of a song which has been traced back to England, which is supposed to have originated in the state of Colorado. I'm sure many of you will recognize it.
I am a roving gambler, I gamble all around. Whenever I meet with a deck of cards, I lay my money down. Gamble down in Washington, I've gambled over in Spain. I'm on my way to Georgia to knock down my last game. Hadn't been in Washington for many more weeks than three, till I fell in love with a pretty little girl. And she fell in love with me. Took me to her parlor and covered me with her fan. And whispered low in her mother's ear, I love that gambling man. Oh, daughter, oh, dear daughter, how could you treat me so? Leave your dear old mother and with the gambler go. Oh, mother, oh, dear mother, you know I love you well, but the love I hold for the gambling man, no human tongue can tell. Well, I wouldn't marry a farmer, for he's always in the rain. The man I want to marry is the gambling man, for he wears that big gold chain. I wouldn't marry a doctor, for he's always gone from home. The man I want to marry is the gambling man, for he won't leave me alone. I hear the train a-coming, she's coming around the curve, a-whistling and a-blowing, and straining every nerve. Oh, mother, oh, dear mother, I'll tell you if I can. If you ever see me coming back, it'll be with a gambling man.
Help me out on a song that I'm sure many of you know because it came from very close to home here. And actually, I think it is supposed to have originated down in the Mississippi River Delta country. I want all you youngins to listen real close so you can learn this chorus if you don't know it already, so you can sing along. Everybody ready now? Here's the way it goes. You get a line and I'll get a pole, honey. You get a line and I'll get a pole, babe. You get a line, I'll get a pole, and we'll get down to that crawdad hole, honey, baby mine. And that's all there is to it. That's real easy. Now I'll do it one more time through so you can get it. You get a line and I'll get a pole, honey. You get a line and I'll get a pole, babe. You get a line, I'll get a pole, and we'll get down to that crawdad hole, honey, baby mine. All right, now everybody, it's a very important thing that we keep the rhythm and everybody sing together now. All right, everybody, here we go now. One, one, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Clap your hands a little or tap your feet or something to help you keep the rhythm now.
One, two, three, four. One, two, three, sing. You get a line and I'll get a pole, honey. Sing out there. You get a line, I'll get a pole, babe. You get a line, I'll get a pole, and we'll get out of that crowded hole, honey, baby mine. There's a little gal sitting over there in that section over there that's just a little bit flat. Now, pull it up now. One, two, three, four. One, two, three. Now, one more time, and then I'll do some verses, and you can sing the chorus along with me. Everybody have a happy time. You get a line, and I'll get a pole, honey. Two, three, four. You get a line, I'll get a pole, babe. You get a line, I'll get a pole, and we'll get out of that crowded hole, honey. Baby mine. Very good now. Here we go. Wake up, old man. You slept too late this morning. Wake up, old man. You slept too late this evening. Wake up, old man. You slept too late. The crawdad wagon done passed your gate this morning. This evening so soon. Sing up big now. You get a line, I'll get a pole, honey. You get a line, I'll get a pole, babe. You get a line, I'll get a pole, and we'll get down to that crawdad hole, honey, baby mine. I know you can do a lot better than that. Now, next chorus, sing out. Sitting on a bank till my feet got hot this morning. Sitting on a bank till my feet got hot this evening. Sitting on a bank till my feet got hot, watching them crawdad rack and trot this morning. This evening so soon. Sing now. You get a line, I'll get a pole, honey. Better. You get a line, I'll get a pole, babe. You get a line, I'll get a pole. We'll get out of that crawdad hole, honey, baby mine. Crawdad, crawdad, you better dig deep this morning. Crawdad, crawdad, you better dig deep this evening. Crawdad, crawdad, you better dig deep, cause I'm gonna ramble in my sleep this morning, this evening, so soon. Hey, you get a line, everybody sing, honey. You get a line, I'll get a pole, babe. You get a line, I'll get a pole, and we'll get out of that crawdad hole, honey, baby mine. Now one more verse. Yonder come a man with a sack on his back this morning. You ought to come a man with a sack on his back this evening. You ought to come a man with a sack on his back, a-toting him crawdad down the track this morning, this evening, so soon. Real big now. You get a line, I'll get a pole, honey. Two, three, four. You get a line, I'll get a pole, babe. You get a line, I'll get a pole, and we'll get out of that crawdad hole, honey, baby mine. All right, let's do one more chorus and hear you clear over to Tallahassee now. Come on, now. You get a line, I'll get a pole, honey. You get a line, I'll get a pole, babe. You get a line, I'll get a pole, and we'll get out of that crowded hole, honey, baby mine.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Oh, yes, she just punched me in the back and told me to be sure to remind you that the Punch and Judy show is set up out here under a tree, and old man Punch is going to beat up his wife any time now, Cousin Cubby. Oh, when you hear the bell, that means that he's going to start beating up his wife over there. And so I hope you'll see it. And in the meantime, right over here, well, wait a minute. Before they come on, I want to introduce a dignitary. We have lots of dignitaries here, I'm sure, but this is a very particular one. Mrs. W.A. Saunders, the secretary of the Stephen Foster Memorial Commission. Where are you, Cousin Lillian? Will you stand and take a bow? There she is. I hope she's having a good time. All right. All right. One little lost girl, Candy Taylor, where are you? I heard her say, here she is. All right, you're going to get a licking. The seventh grade from the White Springs School with Mildred Young as their leader, doing Little Brown Jug for us.
Yeah, I saw. She's making friends.